Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
You can catch me in the cherry red 150. Ooh. Got the grizzly locked in the stizzy. Pop the glizzy doing 60 down a wall with your tongue fishy. Trying to cruise through the avenue while my people's just popping bottles up as soon as my neighbor fuck that. Spun the UE, lost the hubcap, was back to the shack. Came back in a what's that? Take the parrot, whoop, take a Debbie's day. Baby cabbage, cherry yellow, bird, cherry radish, fish, house of dealer. Got the check for the squealers, wear a vest for the killers. Nothing less, cause it's realer in the Big Apple. Christian gets your shit tackled, enemies spit at your best friends, kid, not to trust no one. Got beef, buzz, yoga, yeah. You don't need no one.
Nope.
Talking about that shit, oh, I'ma go for Dolo. Scarface with a Manolo, one D's probably Solo, but he's throwing bolos.
It's
hard work, baby. I just lost 100 pounds, I'm trying to live. I ain't going nowhere.
Like
I'm staying alive, baby.
Don't bust and it's so hard.
That's my wife, I pay for them titties. Get your own, you heard?
Niggas wanna fuck my wife. Niggas wanna take my life. But it's so hard.
Wanna work the squad. We like dogs. Catch us at the bar, the bar, the bar. The flip bars in Miami. Almost came home with the Grammy. Next year, bring it home free for the family. Watch me. You can catch a live on Hitachi. Popping shit like a Nazi. Iced out like DiBiase. Fuck that, Liberace. Pro X Versace. Somebody stop me. Never that. You can dance to that old biggie, give me
one more chance.
Take a glance and I'm off with yours. With both hands and off my drawers and jerk me like the saucer wants. I love hip hop. I ain't even probably the best there is just alive. Tell us ball, nigga, stop
sleeping.
What you say your name was again? And I know you from where? Elementary school.
Niggas wanna be like us.
I don't know you,
but
man.
They don't bust and it's so hard.
Money, not you again. Go that way.
Niggas wanna fuck my wife.
Loser.
Niggas wanna take my life. But it's so hard.
Get into it. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Tonight's topic, dealing with a real sensitive topic. We think that racism really evaporated at some point. But listen, Baltimore and Ferguson and Stanford or something, Florida, wherever that Trayvon Martin situation took place. Let me pause. Stanford. Oh, are you saying Stanford?
No T.
Stanford. Stanford, Florida,
like Stanford and
where
time.
It popped off. That's how we were introduced to George Zimmerman and his shenanigans. Racism is still very much a problem in America. That's our topic tonight. Itty Bitty Plant City brings us the Spelling Bee champion, the vocab monitor. Welcome to the show.
AKA the corrector. How y'all doing?
Teamwork. Teamwork makes this dream
makes
work.
Makes the dream work.
That's right.
No doubt. Charlotte, North Carolina brings us the other hall monitor, Madam CeeLo Boston. Welcome to the show.
hey now. What's going on? Good afternoon in the morning time.
Hey, yeah. Feeling good. Interesting topic tonight. But, you know, I love this show because we put spins on stuff. This dude, listen, folks, if at some point he starts to sound as if he has Tourette's, listen, he's watching the game. The DMV brings you St. James by way of Brooklyn, by way of Mount Vernon, by way of New York State.
By way of out of this coin.
Yeah.
By way of, please give him his New York props before he flips out.
Well,
yes.
Damn. Well, damn.
Yes. Yes.
I didn't know some more of those places.
Smack him on.
Whoa,
yes.
What was that last smart remark? I didn't hear that last one.
By way of,
smart chocolate.
Please give him his New York props or he will flip out. I said it.
Okay. All right. Hey, as long as there's no mistakes made. We won't
right.
have any problems, will we?
Because you only live in Maryland. Right.
Right.
Here temporarily.
To right.
That's
for the next 10 years. Right. Yeah.
Never. It'll be supplanted soon. And shit, even from here for the next 10 years, I'm still never going to be from Maryland.
Oh.
Always going to be from New York.
That's
represent,
right.
brother.
You hold on.
All
day. Represent.
Damn right.
Represent.
They don't know you. That's right.
Damn right.
I think I feel the same way about Virginia, too. So
I
can't be mad
saying.
At you.
You're going to put off your city.
I only like Virginia because he talks crap about being from New York. I don't even like Virginia.
But you know what, though? The sad part about it is I've been used to that since I was a teenager. Everybody gives me hell for just representing where I'm from when I'm out of state. You
everybody
I mean?
From New York represents where they're from.
Okay.
9,000 times in
it.
One sentence.
Yeah, I should be used to it then.
Tired
That's
of it
I'm
more
saying.
Like tired. Get out of here.
Hey, it's too bad. It's not
it's
our
Norfolk
fault,
right here. It's
it
Norfolk
not
right
our
here.
Fault. We are who we
Norfolk.
Are. And everybody else knows it. It's
3 to 4, B. 3
Capital
to
4. It's
Capital
money, money.
Whatever. I'm bowling you down.
Racist.
Strike. No.
Capital of the world.
3 months.
When Godzilla
problem.
Comes, he don't go to Norfolk. He goes to New York.
Woo! Hey, we'll be right back.
I make that rolling mule. I'm on that rolling mule. The pills make me do it. This is that rolling mule.
I know that's right.
I'm rolling. I'm rolling. Yeah. I'm rolling. Yeah. I'm rolling. I'm rolling. I'm roll, yeah.
Now, beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty.
Yeah, I'm roll.
Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty.
I'm roll.
I wake up in the morning, don't know how I got here. I stumble to the fridge and pull me out a cold beer. I go back to the couch, then I check my phone. Then I check my pockets, this must have left me alone. Gucci bandanas and I smell like her cologne. I mean her perfume, this got me in the zone. I look around me, I'm checking my surroundings and feeling on this leather cause this kid profound me. Then I see a pig man, he known as the brick man. Thinking that I popped his bitch, I crack a slight grin. Turns out it was his name Shaq. 5'4" slanted eyes and we both get a real pill popping animal with pill popping. If she don't mind going down, she could fuck a good. So I scroll back through my phone trying to find a good flick. Cause when you rolling, you be on that sh. I'm rolling. 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 Now, beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. It's overdose. What you ask for? I got that that'll put you on your. Boy, soon as I get them, I'm hopping on Route 50. I'm gonna work with them. And my mouth twitching, clutching on the kickstand. Moving fast as man. Blue Dolphin Superman, just to keep it bland. So ask your man who got a man, who gon' ask his friend. For that boy, the $8 man. Oh, you don't what about. Oh, you don't with that. Let's take it back to. I got what you need. Oh yeah, your car on E. I with your G. Shit, I got delivery. Smash box, flood the trap spot. Got a whole pack, work it to the block hot. Orange 2 is gone. Next 48 we out. And we pop a bean to celebrate that we moving on them. Go regular life, my life is like a moving home. And it's starring me, L overdose. And I'm memeing on them. I got the Nina on them. Front seat action, hip hop, get your speaker blown. I'm rolling. 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 Now, beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling.
Roll. 9:12 p.m. here in Tampa Bay. That is Black Diamond, a.k.a. OD. He's rolling.
Yes.
Here
love
in
it.
Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio Live, your girl, Hot Chocolate, Save James, Madam CeeLo Boston, and the General.
Y'all. And we're talking about racism. Yeah. And we are going to tackle this subject.
Not everyone in America can really appreciate, you know, racism and its realities, but I think Baltimore specifically, you know, D.C., New York, even Tampa. You know, believe it or not, Tampa had a little rally this Saturday. They walked right through an event that was going on downtown. Young people really standing in solidarity for what's going on and what they associate, you know, what they have in common with all across the country. And so, I mean, you know, I think if we really, 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 like, drill down on it, though, I mean, because I just started – just really pulling some information, just looking at, you know, studies. Sociology is my major. Juvenile justice is my focus. So just pulling information, I mean, there's been some studies that really that goes to show that really racism is real, not by any type of anecdotal, you know, thought, but, I mean, real hardcore research from Yale, you know, from to Howard to Harvard, you know, to even the University of California. I mean, like, real research. When you think of names, give me one of the blackest names, if you will. Give me a female name. We joke about this, but this is real.
Chiquana.
Even by the name that we have. One more time.
Kilolo. Chiquana. Kilo. Keisha.
Chiquana.
Really, that was like the ultimate hood name. Back in high
Chiquana.
School, everybody's name was Keisha,
so
kind of Keisha.
So we can on this platform say, if we see a resume with the name Chiquana, 9 times out of 10, what are we going to do? We're going to stereotype. We're going to at least, and I don't know if it's least or worst, really when you think about it, but we're going to at least stereotype the profile.
I think that's person by person, though.
Not really.
But we're going to most likely do that by way of name. And I'm going to say the name Taquana compared to a name like Jennifer or Emily.
Oh, of course.
Definitely makes a difference.
Absolutely. Just like a dude's name.
Personal.
Nah, just like
what'd you say,
like, I mean.
No, I said I thought you were asking what was our personal, like how we respond personal. Like, you know, if we saw that name. I thought that's the way you were posing the question.
As a hiring manager or as a, you know, from an administrative perspective.
In general, you have to be speaking
right.
up, right?
You're saying you would not stereotype the resume based on the name? You would not?
I wouldn't. Want her to at least come in, you know what I mean? And if it popped off and it went together like that and it went right, then, you know,
I
can get her front.
All right, well, let me ask you this. Would you not make a stereotypical prejudgment that she's black?
Right.
No.
Would a name?
I mean, listen. Hold on.
Stop it.
You wouldn't say Taquana was a black girl, CeeLo, really?
You think that's a white girl's name?
I bet you that at this point in 2015, there is a white girl named Shaquana.
Yeah, but she's
just
probably
there's
like
white girl named
Keisha. Years old.
There
white
may
girl
be,
named Keisha.
But what would your first assumption be?
That I might know her. That's what my first assumption
and that she's a black girl.
I might know her.
Give me a break. Stop deflecting.
Not deflecting.
Stop. You just stop it. That's terrible.
Based on
you
the
know damn
problem,
well.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
know,
I know
good and damn well.
This
I know
is coming from
Shaquana.
The bowels. This is the reality.
Hey,
pause. For those who just tuned in, it is 9:17, and clearly this topic is interesting. The panel has gone bananas. We're talking about racism. In fact, it is very still very much a problem in America. We're talking about names, and this is the reality. The reality is based on research, right? So the University of Chicago participated in a job application process where they had, you know, interviewers to come in that were identical except for their names, and this is based on research. The bottom line is black-sounding names are 50% less likely to be called back for an interview when you look at job applications based on their names. That was research. And this is something that was done in 2002. You know, it's old research, and so definitely, you know, 13 years later, it's a different day, 2015. But I think the reality when it comes to names, it's still the same. But even think about this. There was some research also done that black people are charged roughly $700 more when they buy cars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I heard that.
This was based on Yale law, found that dealers quoted lower prices to white men than they did to black people and women. Even all buyers with the same exact, you know, script for negotiating, they still got, you know, a higher quote, $700 more buying cars. And so if it exists in cars, you know, it exists other places. One, this is what I believe, because we got to own it as consumers. We're the best consumers in the land. Why? Because we don't mind flashing and spending money.
Yeah,
if we control that cash flow a little better, our ability to influence things would be a little better.
I mean, there's a good case that could be made with that too, as far as like living arrangements and stuff like that, because you got to remember. With this whole Donald Sterling thing was surfacing, how he was, you know, how he was brought up on different accusations that he wouldn't rent his tenant buildings or apartments to certain people. You know what
Absolutely.
I'm saying? There would be like, you know, the people who he had working for him, they would always like kind of put an asterisk or something like that on the, you know what I'm saying, on the application or whatever, let him know what's what. So, you know what I mean? That, I mean, that's
but what is
this
about,
is old news.
What is the core of that type of thinking, though? What is that about? Is it, I mean, because clearly we can't match his resources. He's going to always have bigger and better and more in this lifetime, 9 times out of 10. So what is so intimidating, or what do you not like to where you just would decide right. not even to want to do business, you know, on that level? Just blatant racism.
Yeah.
I would like to take a stab at it if I'm allowed to.
Go for it. And we're going to go to the phone.
Okay. Well, it's just in, I would say, historically, I'm not even talking opinion-based. Historically, we as a race or as a body of people have been studied and have been trying to get figured out where our resilience and where our stick-to-itiveness comes from for centuries, let alone millenniums. And they know that there's something different about us. There's an obvious knowing that there's something different about us than everybody else. And there's a learned fear of the unknown. We've got to look at it. Whatever is known or whatever is not understood, there have been attempts to destroy it.
Right.
Anything that's not
right.
understood
right.
is destroyed. Okay? Right. So that's where I think a lot of it stems from. They know that there's a difference between us and everybody else, and it's obvious because they've been testing us, trying to figure out what makes us tick or what can bring us down for the longest. So there's just a learned fear.
I totally agree with you. Let's do this. Let's pause. Let's go to the phones. 917-889-3926. Serious topic tonight. All of us have very strong perspectives regarding racism and the issues that exist here in America. Area code 240, last four digits, 2277. You're live. Tell us your name, where you call from.
This is Ty from the Washington area, Washington, D.C. area.
Hey, what's good, brother? It's 9:22. Thanks for checking in. What's on your mind?
Hey, you know, I was listening, and one of the things that I come to realize over time is that every other group that is here arrived here, that wasn't native here, arrived here with a certain knowledge and understanding of where home was and where what their role was here, what they were trying to build here. We have a different or more unique origin in this country in the sense that we've been here before this nation even was created. And so we never really had that fair shake. So coming up, it was a battle for every little thing. Now, all groups at one point had, you know, inferiorities, they had superiorities, and then they had, you know, discipline amongst themselves. And that's important when you know that you're coming from nothing and you're trying to do better because of where you came from, and then to know that because of your beginnings, you're stronger than the average person. And so you know you have that resilience. And because of those two things, you're disciplined in everything you do because you know that you don't have it easy like everybody else does. Well, along the way, when you lose that type of edge, when you lose your competitive edge like that, you get comfortable. You get very comfortable. And I remember, I think it was back before 2012, I was on a train, and there was a group of younger teenagers on the train. They were having this conversation with some older gentleman. And I remember sitting there watching it and going, wow, I can't believe where they're comfortable. And so the older gentleman was trying to tell them, you know, really, you have to be more careful because you're not like everybody else. You have to be on your P's and Q's. And so the teenager said, what are you talking about? What is that? He said, that sounds very old-fashioned. That sounds like some 70s, 80s, 60s stuff. We don't live in that world anymore. This doesn't exist. And then lo and behold, we had the Trayvon Martin situation and every other situation after, and it was like a shock. They had never experienced anything like this. It was like they were in a world, they were sleeping in the Matrix, and all of a sudden they got woke up and realized that everything they ever knew about life was not real. And so their first immediate reaction was to lash out and do the most horrible things that they could do because they were in shock. You know, and so to bring the point home, you know, racism has always been a problem, but, you know, we as a people, we you have to, like all the other races that have got here, they understand introspectively who they are, and there's certain part of themselves they will share with the world that they're not going to share with other people. They know that they have to collectively be productive and own every aspect of space around their life, their street, their block, their neighborhood, their television program, and they have to have their brand.
Right.
So, you know, that's all right.
Hey, Ty, we appreciate you. Stand by for me, man. We're going to go up to area code 757. Last four digits is 7258. Tell us your name when you're calling from. You're live.
Yeah, my name is James. I'm calling out of Virginia Beach. Yeah, I was basically, yo, what's going on with y'all? All
right.
Well, yeah, you know, I was just calling, you know, and because, you know, this situation where I'm right now, you know, it's, yeah, exactly. Growing up around here in you know, Southern Virginia, in the 80s, it was something like, you know, an apartheid type situation like South Africa or something, you know, once upon a time with the separation. You know, and the way that blacks were treated, you know, the life of a black man was worth, you know, hardly less than anything growing up. And then, you know, with all that's going on in the media here for the past, you know, pretty much going on for years or so, you know, it's like, you know, yeah, it's a real reminder, you know, that there's an element out here that definitely has this target painted on us just for being, you know, Negroes. We just don't like black people, period, you know, just cannot accept, you know, Negroes being of equal caliber of them because, and it's not all about a fear necessarily or anything like that. It's about, it's definitely about the superiority thing. No matter how much they smile or how nice they seem to be, they still feel like because they're white, they're better.
Right.
And they were raised, you know, that way with, you know, and they're showing the pictures of Jesus. And Jesus was blonde haired, blue eyed, and white. You know, Jesus is white, and so must his father be white.
Well,
you know,
well, the image of Jesus has changed over the years, right? I mean, you know, thank God.
Church that I was raised in.
I feel those accurate.
The church that I was raised in, where I was christened, and then, you know, Grace Episcopal up on, you know, Norfolk, Virginia. Right over there. I didn't think we had a picture of Jesus in our church at all because, you know, one thing in the Bible, in the Old Testament, it says that is a sin according to, you know, the second of the Ten Commandments. And then, you know, I looked around and the picture that we did have of Jesus was a couple of like three little small, you know, type of little etching type of charcoal type engravings. Were the European version of Jesus. And I was like, I can't believe that we got these pictures of Jesus in here, let alone it's going to be the white Jesus.
The white,
you know what I mean?
Is.
I mean,
white Jesus.
I mean, I just have an issue with the white Jesus scenario because, I mean, first of all, I mean, we're saying the Son of God. If we're going to say that God has picked a particular chosen shape, form to come in, you know,
yeah.
Why do we have to make it a white person?
I don't want to veer off down a dangerous path. This is what I'll say in reference to what you just communicated, James. We appreciate your comments tonight. The image has definitely become broader than just the white image. To that I say thank you, Jesus. Listen, we're going to pause for the calls, come right back. It's 9:29, everybody. We're talking about racism tonight, a very real problem that not only exists in our society, it very much exists even within the church, since we're talking about Jesus. But guess what? We want to bury that, and here's No Malice. We'll be right back. It's 9:29.
in that all too precious blood I am covered. This is for you, dearly beloved. For every deep boy on the corner, mason jar in the cupboard. This is for you, dearly beloved. If I could, I would take back every foolish word that I uttered. I owe that to my mama, knowing how much she suffered. Her firstborn taken by that 80s Holocaust. Then I turned around, served it all apart. I'm all apart, inside, can't breathe. Choking on my windpipe every time my nephew say he wanna rhyme. And I know he got the question why I don't give him my blessing. That's only because I love you like you mine. And I refuse, we lose another. Your father's my brother. Them pipe dreams, let them burn. I can't usher you in this game. Knowing it's a lion's den, I tell you like I tell my own son. Reach higher than chasing that American dream. But life ain't always what it seems. No resemblance. All hail the clips and all of their magnificence. But I cannot deny my deliverance. It is no coincidence that God should choose to use my brethren to show the magnitude of the ties I'm severing. The fight sticks, especially a top 10. Can you trust a listen which pusher isn't mentioned in? Really? Who copped a million of them kilograms? Broke them down, chopped them up like a ceiling fan. We gave you truth, y'all ain't want it. Y'all wanted spoof. Now I'm Holy Ghost. Ever. I guess I am an outcast.
Hyman Radio Live. That was No Malice with
Bury That.
There you go.
Bury That.
Look, I'm trying to teamwork makes the dream work. What's up, CM Hyman Radio Live? We are talking about racism, and it is still very much a problem in America. And it seems to be the consensus is yes, it is still a problem. And I think that this is what these protests, and even here in Charlotte, they have been having this Memorial Monday. I might be misspeaking what the name of it is, but I think that's what it is. Every Monday, they, you know, have candlelight vigils and stuff. And, like, but it goes in line with the peaceful protest that was supposed to happen, you know, in Baltimore. But then it just, the kids got involved. And it really did. That really did remind me of when Rodney King.
Rodney King.
Yeah.
Right.
I remember when they, you know,
got involved in that one.
Hold on, but look. Hold on, sir. No, you have to back up on that. It wasn't televised, and we didn't have cameras then. But a lot of white children got thrown downstairs in the high school that I was in. They were put in trash cans and. Rolled about. I mean, so even the kids responded. It just if we would have had camera phones back then, it would have been known, and we wouldn't even be probably having this conversation right now.
We caught the looting on the 6 o'clock news on the East Coast because it had happened like 3 hours before on the West Coast, and so we got it like playback mode. I remember that Rodney King beating, definitely. Hey, let's go back up to D.C. I'm interested to hear from Ty out of D.C. Ty, were you close or did you have friends close in the Baltimore riots?
There were people that I used to work with that lived in that area at the time that lived right, like, in the middle of where that was happening, but... most of my family and people I know, we moved further away from that area, years ago. I mean, we've been all over the country since then, but, we sat out and watched the fallout from it in Burger King. You know, it was a TV in Burger King. You know, everybody was watching going, okay. Wow, look at this, you know. And people were calling us, from Baltimore and telling us what's going on. So, I mean, that's as far as I got to that.
Right.
I drove through a little bit.
Good deal. No. So you drove through. And I'm sure you drove quick as hell. Straight
before or after curfew.
On to wherever you were going. It was off the charts in D.C.
Thank
that was tied D.C. tonight, everybody. Listen, 917-889-3926. It's 9:36. We're about to roll into our adult talk tonight, but we've been talking about racism, very much a problem in America. Listen, black people, specifically black men, the bottom line is, we are arrested like 6 times more than our white counterparts. Not a notion. This was a study that was done specific for sentencing. It was a project done around sentencing and really the disproportionate rate in which young black men are being sentenced. The reality is if the trends continue this way, we're talking about racism in America, every one in three black males born today can expect to spend some time in the clink in their lifetime. And the clink is probably putting it easy because that sounds like jail. But I'm really talking about prison. Spending some time in prison, we don't really, intervene, cut it off, prevent. How do you turn this thing around? Hit us up. Talk to us. We want to hear from you tonight. But panel, listen, racism is real. Racism is not new. We live in America. Things are not equal. Things are not fair. We accept it. We know that. However, we do know that if you work hard, what you get out a lot of times, if you work hard, what you put in, you often get out a lot of times. But you have to be able to really break that glass ceiling, and that glass ceiling really exists within you. Once you break that ceiling within yourself in the way you think and how you approach things, some people are better at it than others. If some people weren't better at breaking that ceiling within themselves and how they thought, there wouldn't be so many millionaires and successful people in America. And so we know racism exists, but some people have been able to rise above and break that glass ceiling of racism and still become successful. What do we have to do so that more people can become successful and break that ceiling? What do we do?
Well, definitely.
Stop being scared. Stop living within our limit within limitations that have been set by other people.
Hey,
there
I
have been
that,
times like
fun,
just give a quick example.
Stop being scared. Stop being scared. That's
the main thing. That's the main thing because and bottom line, I say this in the conversation can move around the panel, but there's times like I've known teachers to like ask to go around first day of school like in first second grade. What do you want to be when you grow up? And some people say something crazy, like, not crazy, but some they'll say something with lofty expectations, CEO of this company or, I want to be the boss of this or I want to be the president or a doctor. And then some teachers would say, no, baby, why don't you try for, like, a mechanic? You know what I'm saying? Like, lowering expectations.
Yeah.
Encouraging. Right.
Lowering
early. And then that sets the pattern for not going outside of those four walls that they're coming up in. You know what I'm saying? So it got to start young, making them believe that they can achieve anything that they can do so that they're not scared to try stuff. Because that's how you get your people that break the mold. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Move around. But
no,
if we can
totally
keep the fellas on,
what you said.
If we can keep, just a little sidebar, if we can keep the fellas on, because I kind of need the input for the adult talk conversation. Okay,
that'd be great. I need that. Ty out of D.C. and James out of V.A., stand by for adult talk. Yeah, they're still with us.
All right, Cole Beans.
I think in a lot of aspects, we've got to be a better support system for each other in realizing those dreams that we are not going to minimize for each other at the same time. It's definitely proven that, you know, when you have support in trying to reach your goals and your dreams from, you know, both family and friends, that helps you achieve those goals and those dreams a lot quicker, you know, whether it's financial, whether it's mental, whether it's just moral support.
Absolutely. I mean, a team, a support system works better for you all day, every day. Listen, I don't care what else is going on in America. What we've got to focus on is we've got to focus on turning some of these rates around. And this incarceration rate, listen, I'd rather help people find jobs than go visit people in prison. You know, this six times life.
Exactly.
You know, this one, three, we got to broaden this scope. Let's replace us with some other folk. Let them spend some damn time in prison. We've spent enough time there. Listen, let's spread the love. Let's increase the numbers for others and decrease the numbers for us. If they got to have count, if they got to meet quota, let them meet quota with somebody.
$250,000 on me right now. Hard to make a song about something other than the money. Two things I'm about to talk and blunt and saying blunt. Pretty women, are you here? Are you here right now, huh? We should all disappear right now. Look, you're getting all your friends and you're getting in the car and you're coming to the house. Are we clear right now, huh? You see the fleet, all the new things. Cop cars with the loose change. All white like a Mustang. See me rolling in they mood change. Like a motherfucker. New floor, I got a dozen of them. I don't trust you, you are undercover. I could probably make some steps, this is fuck each other. Woo! Talking fillets with the trouble butter. Fresh sheets and towels, man, she gotta love it. Yeah, they all get what they desire from it. What? Tut up, we ain't hiding from it.
PM Hyman Radio 9:43 PM, and we ain't taking that back. We meant it. Your girl Hot Chocolate, Madam CeeLo Boston, the General TM Hyman, and without further ado, with his always very poignant, always very provocative. Why are you laughing?
Word.
I love it.
Always,
I'm entertained.
Very poignant and provocative and thought provoking. I said that. Say James.
What up? Yeah, I know, right? I need a smoker jacket and a WWF Intercontinental Championship belt.
Okay, I got you.
I'll be straight.
Okay.
Yeah,
hey, as soon as I get
I
my money right,
in my
I
life.
Got you.
Well, I need one of those in my life right now. But anyway, I got a question, man. And you know what? It can go to I want to ask the fellas first, because, you know, we really care. I think we can all relate to this directly. But ladies, y'all could weigh in too. At some point, if you find it applicable. I was watching the movie Boomerang. You know. Not too long ago, you know, it comes on Stars quite frequently now. So I was watching it, and if everybody remembers the one scene where Strange took her drawers off and threw it in the fragrance guy's face.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all remember that part? Everybody
yes.
remember that part?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Baby.
Okay.
Yes, we do.
All right.
Jonesy.
I don't know. It was a very slight part in the movie. I don't know if you guys paid attention, but when a guy was walking out, the fragrance designer was walking out the room into the hallway, and Eddie Murphy was chasing him down the hallway. He was like, you know, wiping his face, like he was disgusted that he, you know, she did put that on his face. And then, like at the end of it all, he
it's
took his time. Fingers and he smelt it. I want to know from the guys of the show, or that's on right now, do you still smell your finger once you put your finger in the cookie jar?
Oh, God.
This is
I mean,
amazing.
I know I do.
That's
and I
so
want to know
personal.
If you do.
Well, I'm trying to figure out how CeeLo and I could.
Because I know they
could weigh in on this.
No, the reason.
I think it's a reflex.
Thank you. He said it's a reflex. Damn right.
His fingers.
In the way that I feel it could be applicable to the ladies, because I know there have been times where you double click that mouse when there's a slow portion going on in your life. Do you all ever want to know what your own scent is like?
What? You smell yourself.
You act like you never
double clicked
that mouse. Don't act.
Hold on. I didn't say that. And I think CeeLo was getting ready to speak for both of us in the fact that we smell ourselves all day.
But before, I mean, in this instance, though, why don't you comment last and let's go up to D.C. where we'll take a pit stop in Virginia, and then we'll come back down. Then we'll come back down. Ty, we're going to yield about 6 seconds to D.C. We want to know, does D.C. feel scratch and sniff.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to close my ears.
You know, the reality is that you really can't help but do it. You know, you
thank
just...
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That is amazing.
Hey,
thank
we're going to come down to... We appreciate you, Ty from D.C. tonight.
Thank
we'll come down
you.
To Virginia. James, are you listening, brother?
Well, you know, it's all gravy, you know, as much as possible anyway.
As much as possible, right?
And
the reason why.
As a fragrance.
No, we're not wearing it as cologne. We just want to know, because everybody has their own scent. And we just want to know what it smells like.
Right.
That's all.
Nice. Understandable.
So. And the reason why I asked this, I posed this
never
question,
had an issue.
And the ladies, you guys could respond afterwards. No, I'm saying the ladies, I hope you didn't, but the ladies could respond after this. The reason I posed this question, because after seeing that episode, that situation, or that, you know, that scene with my wife, she just starts laughing like, yo, do all guys really do that? Because it's been satirically, you know, reproduced in comedy and stand-ups and stuff like that in different, you know, movies or whatever, where that's like, you know, like you said, a reflexive action to do it. And she really was like in shock that all men do it. And I had to explain to her, we all do it just because we want to know what it smells like. Bottom line, like you said,
men
reflexive.
From Mars, it must just be an instinct.
I mean, men are from Mars, women are from Venus, and exactly.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, you don't have to smell like you're from Venus. It doesn't.
Exactly.
Like
no, and we hope you don't, because we know what the scent is. We know what the scent and smell is.
Look, you don't want nobody to smell like they walk from space. You don't.
No. Granted, everybody has their own scent, but at the same time, we know what the standard of the smell should be like. You know what I'm saying? We want to make sure everything is status quo. You know the good from the bad.
Just know that before you've done your smell test, we've already done ours.
What? I mean, the humanistic thing about it is we smell ourselves before anybody else does. So any woman that smells funny, she should handle that before she invites anybody to that space.
Say the one word that she has said three times is should.
Sh-
should.
That's the
the operative word, right?
That's the operative word right there. That's the wild card right there. Should.
Yes. Okay.
Hey, in a perfect world, in a perfect world, yes, you should do that.
But how do you not smell yourself?
Exactly.
I mean, first of all, it shouldn't smell like anything.
I think that's a different show. Tonight, I think that's a whole different show. All I can say is we definitely don't want no mediocre. That's what we don't want. And we
okay.
Go pause for the course. So, hey. Right now.
Yeah. Okay. Real time true shit. All I want is bad shit, cause I don't want no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre. I don't want no mediocre. No, bad mama see this. Ain't no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre. I won't hit no mediocre. Yeah, bad shit. Starting on a mediocre. On a mediocre. You start on a mediocre. Seven women with me and none are mediocre. From their head to their tongue, they so far from mediocre. Right hand in the air. Solid swell. I never go with her. She don't do her hair no more. And you don't get no kiss if it's a bush down there. Girl, I should see nothing but nookie when I look down there. He come and get with me, shout her, what better to do? He call me, ask you how you doing, tell him better than you. Yeah, I'm kicked back with four pieces like a Kit Kat. Me hitting if you ain't a dime, just forget that. Pretty face, flat out, and she don't have. Hell, one of these, well, I think I passed. I just handed her the key to a new dry jam. When she sick it, I think it back. You should have asked for a beer. That's me on the bad cheek, cause I don't want no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre. I don't want no mediocre. No. Bad mama see this. Ain't no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre. I won't hit no mediocre. Yeah. Bad shit. Starting on a mediocre. On a mediocre. You start on a mediocre. Seven. Women with me. And none are mediocre. From their head to their toes. Ain't no far from mediocre.
Yeah. 9:51 in the PM out here in the DMV area. 8:51 out in Cleveland where the Bulls took that first game one victory. I'm not going to get too hyped about it only because whenever we play LeBron James team, we always win that first game and then get presumptively swept after that four game straight. So I'll reserve my emotions and judgment until game two, see what happens then. But yeah, anyway, back to the team. We're still here live. We got a couple minutes left in the show. We appreciate Ty and James for hanging out with us and participating in the show in ways that we couldn't imagine you'd be able to do this night. So thank you for that, good gentlemen.
No problem.
You're still tuned in with us. They are TM Hyman, Madam CeeLo Boston, Hot Chocolate. I'm your boy, Save James. And we was talking about this whole racism, I would say, enterprise that has a stranglehold over the country for years now, decades, centuries, if you want to go there.
Right.
And, you know, I think it's my final thought on it that I think it's based off of a lack of knowledge and just, I would say, a learned sense of fear of the unknown. Whatever, like I said, whatever can't be figured out or understood, there's an attempt to destroy it. And they ain't figured out how to destroy us yet, but they trying their ass off still. So,
I'm with you. I mean, your sentiments are echoed. I think of the situations all over the country, you know, here recently should at least cause people to pay attention and at least, you know, start to really just at least be open to what young people are saying, be open to what's really happening. We can turn this thing around, but the bottom line is young people know real from fake. They know when you're for them. They know when you're not for them instinctively, just period. So you have to be real. You have to be authentic. You can't play games. You got to really be about trying to really solve problems and be a part of the solution. If you're not a part of the solution, you're a part of the problem. There is no gray area anymore. It's very black and white. Wake up and pay attention. And that's really why we do this. You know, this is real talk. We're real people. These are real times. It's real to us. It's the Social Lab Team Hyman Radio. Hey, we're back on Friday. Madam Boston, are we back on Wednesday? I'm trying to speed this thing up. We just started. We're back on Wednesday, 9 p.m. Last Friday, Madam CeeLo Boston stood us up, everybody. How about that?
What? You fib, you fib, and you fib.
Oh,
I did not stand you up. Don't say that. That was not nice.
She ain't come through with the black soap and the chew stick.
Hey, I got a witness.
Yes, I did.
In the poetry. Got a witness.
Hey.
Do I have a witness?
I did. Hey,
sure,
but
dude.
I did
she
show up.
Were real
Can
late.
I get a witness? Can I get a witness?
Hold on. I sent fire notification now.
Can I
get a
witness?
Half hour prior to. I was late. Yes, I was. I'll admit to that. But I didn't stand you guys up.
We're back on Wednesday, 9 p.m. We actually have. Hey, do we have? I don't want to put it out there if we don't. I think we have some more representatives from Money and Violence. Hey, we've been having this series popping. Hey, y'all know we're talking about Money and Violence is this new web series on YouTube. Google it right now. Last week when the ladies was on the show, or at least the one lady who was on the show.
Madison.
Yeah, Madison.
She was on last week.
Mm-hmm. I was just about to say Madison.
Jessica.
Who was on the show last week?
Jessica will be this week.
Right.
Listen, Money and Violence. They were at 19 million views. I totally lost track of what I was about to say. They were at 19 million views is what I was about to say last week when Madison was on the show. I'm sure there'll be a few views ahead of that by the time the rest of the crew comes on next week. Check out Money and Violence. We've all seen it from beginning to end. It's a hot new web series. They're getting awards. Rafe, the creator, producer, director, is doing his thing. Check it out again, Money and Violence. Back Wednesday with the rest of the crew right here live. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss
no
it.
Means. By no means.
Shout out to the whole Money and Violence crew doing their thing, doing big things. Actually, we have some birthdays coming up in the Money and Violence crew. We have Madison, whose real name is Belinda. So for those of you who know her as Belinda, her birthday is May the 8th. And then we have Kane, a.k.a. Sugar Kane from the show. His IG is _ace_general_, and his birthday is May 16th, and he's actually having a party at Milk River in New York City. So if anybody needs tickets to that or is going to be hitting that up, definitely check him out. It's pretty much being close to sold out, so you want to get your tickets really quick if you plan on being in that joint.
Good deal.
Yeah, man. Seems to be like it's going to pop off, man. But I guess we about to close out, so
yeah.
I'm going to let y'all know, look out for the website, savejames.com. It's coming soon. It's going to be action-packed full of a lot of things y'all want to get your hands on, and then including myself to the ladies. But anyway,
go ahead now.
I ain't trying to brag or nothing.
Don't get beat up now.
Yeah, he is.
All right.
Nah, I was messing with you. You know what it is. You already know.
You hear that in the background. That's that Bambito Money and Violence soundtrack, the theme song popping right there. We are that crew, that team, that network, TM Hyman Radio. We will be back on Wednesday. Check us out.
Yes. Whatever you do, do it well. Peace.
Peace, peace. I already get my salutations. Unless y'all want to talk some more. I have no problem
with that.
Good
night.
Back on Wednesday, 9 p.m. The rest of the crew, thanks for rocking with us.
All right. Hey, dude.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
TM Hyman Live.